The Obama administration has selected Ghana as a pilot beneficiary of its policy of partnership for growth. The country was selected based on its democratic credentials, economic success, rule of law, respect for human rights, buoyant private sector, enhanced relations with the U.S., among others. Ghana is in the process of developing the Joint Country Action Plan framework. This, when approved, will enable Ghana to receive financial and technical assistance for the next 5 years. In view of this, a statement of principles regarding the Partnership for Growth activity has been signed between Ghana and the U.S. Our presidential correspondent Seth Iyar reports from Washington, D.C.
The Partnership for Growth is a partnership between the U.S. and a select group of countries to accelerate and sustain broad-based economic growth by putting into practice the principles of President Obama's September 2010 Presidential Policy on Global Development. This involves rigorous joint analysis of constraints to growth, the development of joint action plans to address these constraints, and high-level mutual accountability for implementation. Ghana, Tanzania, El Salvador, and Philippines are the first set of countries to become PFG countries based on their performance on the Millennium Challenge Corporation's selection criteria, a track record of partnering the U.S., policy performance, and potential for continued economic growth. The U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Donald Teitelbaum, elaborated on the reasons for Ghana's selection.
We've seen growth in trade between the United States and Ghana. We're seeing a growth in the movement of people between the United States and Ghana. We're seeing a growth in the social linkages between Americans and Ghanaians. And I think seeing that trend moving in a positive direction towards a deeper relationship between our two countries is nothing but positive. When I talk about what I think makes Ghana very special in American terms, you know, we can talk about all sorts of great things, the very rapid economic growth rates, reduction in poverty. There are a lot of remarkable things. Ghana now has the highest life expectancy in sub-Saharan Africa. These are all very positive things. But to me, at base, as an American, I think one of the values that Americans and Ghanaians share to the base of everything else is our belief in democracy and our respect for human rights and our respect for rule of law. Ghana, I think one can make a very strong argument that it's the strongest democracy on the continent of Africa. I think that what makes Ghana very special is its demonstrated history of peaceful inter-party transitions. You know, when President Obama came to Ghana just a few years ago, and he was met by Presidents Mills, Kufuor, and Rawlings all together, I found that to be a remarkable thing. How many countries in Africa could put together a group of three presidents from two parties, two of whom had stepped down at the ends of their constitutional terms? And I think the answer is very, very few. And to me, that respect for democracy, that respect for rule of law, creates a requirement for responsiveness by government to the people of Ghana. And to me, that responsiveness of government to the people, we see it in Ghana, we see it in the United States, and that shared value is at the basis of everything else.
Ghana's ambassador to the U.S., Daniel Ohinyejikun, said the mission conducted a research into why U.S. investment into Ghana and, for that matter, Africa has been on the low side. This, he said, revealed a high apprehension among U.S. businessmen of having returns on their investment. Ambassador Ohinyejikun said this fear has been removed, hence the increased U.S. investment into Ghana. The research was also in line with the Partnership for Growth Initiative, which requires analysis of constraints to growth.
As far as we are concerned, this particular visit by our president, which is in reciprocity to the visit by Obama, this visit has reinforced our determination to work with the American companies, to work with the American government, to ensure that trade and investment continue to flow, trade and investment continue to increase, for our mutual benefit, of course. And during this particular visit, the delegation has signed three, what we described as memorandum of understanding. Combined, the three of them would produce potentially an amount of about $1.2 billion, which will go to support our efforts at development in various sectors. The power sector has been very prominent. The agricultural sector has been prominent. The trade sector and investment have also been prominent. And all these together will enhance our capacity to be able to continue with our development agenda.
The Partnership for Growth is expected to enable partners to achieve better development results. From Washington, D.C., Seth Iyar reporting for Radio Ghana.